From The Conversation, this is Politics with Michelle Grattan, a podcast where Michelle discusses the issues of the day with The Conversation's politics team.
Hi, my name's Amanda Dunn. I'm the Politics and Society Editor for The Conversation, and I'm speaking with Michelle Grattan. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Amanda.
Michelle, the war in Ukraine has been consuming everyone's attention for the past week. Australia has joined other nations in condemning the Russian invasion and imposing sanctions on Russia. Is there anything else the government's likely to do in the short term?
The government has just announced the dimensions of its package to help Ukraine. This will be more than $100 million and it includes funding for military aid as well as humanitarian assistance. In his press conference, the Prime Minister indicated that he expected that this would be the first contribution, that there would be a need for further help as time goes on. So I think that the government on the aid front is committed to providing whatever it can and whatever it's asked for. In terms of other measures, Scott Morrison in his news conference today indicated he would favour Russia being expelled from the G20, but of course that's quite a complicated process. It would have to be done by consensus. Remember, China is part of the G20, so I think that there would be hurdles there to overcome. There has been speculation about expelling Russian diplomats, but at this stage the government is not inclined to do that, and anyway our measures do follow those of other allies and partners, so it will depend what happens in other countries as to whether that course is followed.
Okay, and Michelle, back home in Australia, the floods in Queensland and New South Wales have obviously been and continue to be catastrophic, and the pictures coming out of the affected areas are just devastating. Defence Minister Peter Dutton has come under fire for encouraging people to contribute to a GoFundMe campaign to support the flood victims. Is this an unusual thing for a minister to do, and how do you think it's playing out in the community?
It is unusual, and there's been blowback against Peter Dutton, perhaps because in some quarters he's an unpopular figure, but people have said, well, government should be carrying the load here, contributing the money. That's right, but I must say that if MPs want to do their part to raise money, I can't myself see a great problem with that. People can question their motives, but the outcome surely is good if people in need receive more resources. In general, there's been an immense community effort in these floods. We've seen not just the rescues by the official authorities, state and federal, the military forces as well as state emergency services, but we've heard so many stories over the past 24 hours of ordinary citizens with boats rescuing people, pets, incredible accounts really of individual courage in terms of what people have done and the risks they've taken to get neighbours and people they don't know to safety.
And sadly, there have been a few natural disasters now during this government's term. We know, we all remember that the Black Summer fires were a disaster in terms of how the government responded to it and particularly how the Prime Minister responded to them. Have they learned from their mistakes, do you think?
Well, remember that the authorities here involve state and federal governments, and I think it's a bit too early to know how well the authorities have responded, whether there's been a quick enough response by emergency services. But certainly I think the military have been in there quickly, and we haven't had the sort of negative reaction that we had during the fires. But as I say, it'll take a while for the whole analysis of how well this crisis has been handled. The floods seem to happen so quickly and have been so enormous that I do think that the emergency services have at times been overwhelmed and people have had trouble getting through to them. Those would be state services, but that perhaps was inevitable just given the scale of this disaster.
All right. And meanwhile, everything has been fairly quiet on the domestic policy front while all this has been going on. But we do have the budget coming up at the end of this month. Is there any more information available yet on what that might contain?
We don't know what it will contain, but I do think that the economic background for the budget has been somewhat changed by what's happening overseas. The governor of the Reserve Bank today was making the point that the war in Ukraine has just injected more uncertainty internationally to the world economy, and obviously that will have a flow through to the background of the budget at the end of this month. It will be a very important budget, of course, because the election campaign will then be launched off the back of it.
All right, Michelle, terrific to speak with you as always. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Amanda.
Our theme music is by Blue Dot Sessions. You can find more podcasts from The Conversation on our website at theconversation.com.